Chapter 3, Left for Dead. It was about 8 o'clock when Kalia started. No moon or stars were visible, for the heavens were shrouded with snow clouds which had been gathering and lowering all day, and now threatened to shower down their burden ere long. A wind had sprung up in the last hour or two, and as it sighed and moaned among the dark, swaying tops of the pine trees to the right of the road, or swept across the wide stretch of what had been marshland in the summer that lay to the left, a kind of solemn awe, a strange sense of loneliness, came over the lad, and involuntarily he recalled to memory some pictures that Mary had brought to his room one day to show him.